agreed to come back tonight, because I sure didn't want it. We would have been out of here by now. But he has. Brother Chessie, come on. Give us what the Lord's laid on your heart. As far as I know, this is still your water from this morning.
No, this is a new one.
But Josh might have.
I wouldn't put it past him. Well, it's good to be back again tonight. Thankful that when you have leftovers, God can use them. So that's what I am tonight. It's good. If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. I'm going to have, I guess tonight we're going to be kind of bouncing around a bunch of different spots of the Bible. But tonight, what I mostly want to talk about is what we can be thankful for as Christians. A lot of times you can get caught up in this world and the media and the news and the different situations in your life, and it can be easy to get down. It can be easy to look around at the world and see that there's no hope and see that people are struggling, and then you can easily get down. But tonight as Christians, we have something to be thankful for. Not only the blessings that the Lord gives us in this life, but also in the blessings that He gives us when we received salvation. And so tonight I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 18. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And also it's just a few pages over, Colossians 3, verse number 15, it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Now, before I get going into my message, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, God, for the opportunity to preach once again. And I thank you, God, for everything that you've done for us, Lord, and dying for us, Lord, on the cross, and saving us, God, if you're saved tonight, Lord. And Lord, all the blessings that come with salvation, Lord. And Lord, I'm thankful for the different things that you promise us in your word, Lord. And I'm thankful for the blessings that you've given us in this life. And I thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to preach once again. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Tonight, I want to talk about three different things that we can be thankful for because of our salvation and because of what God has done for us on the cross. And the first thing that we can be thankful for is our faith. And a lot of people in this world don't have faith in a lot. They don't have faith in the different things, you know, and they'll try to put their faith places, but it's not something that they can have a firm foundation in. They try to put their faith and, you know, and what our president can do. And yes, our president can make a lot of change, but you can't have faith in him to change the world like Jesus Christ can, like God can. And I'm thankful tonight when I got saved that I put my faith in someone who I can trust, who loves me and who died for me. And tonight, I want you to think back to when you first got saved. Remember how on fire you were for the Lord and how you wanted to praise the Lord and thank the Lord with everything. And tonight, I feel like a lot of times as Christians, we get used to what the Lord did for us. Don't ever let that happen in your Christian life. Try to remain thankful for your salvation. Once again, not a lot of people, I mean, yes, us in the Christian world have it, and a lot of people have that faith and that strength to continue on, but some people don't out there. Be thankful that someone came by and shared the word with you, and that the Lord made it easy for you to understand and you to believe, because there's plenty of people that are searching. There's plenty of people that if you talk to them, they'll say, "I believe there's a God out there, but I don't know what to believe in." They don't know what to put their faith in. You know, and us as Christians, we need to share. A lot of times we get caught up in witnessing and we don't know what to say. You know, we don't know how to explain things. But if you just tell them what Jesus did for you, that's what I do. When I tell people what Jesus did for me and why I believe it. And that's something that, you know, you can show them what you put your faith in, and that's something that they could put their faith in. So thank the Lord tonight that you have something to put your faith in. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 11, which is basically the chapter of faith, a lot of people call it, or the hall of faith. It gives the definition of faith at the beginning. And verse number 1, it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Tonight, we have this faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Go down to verse number 6. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Thank God tonight, if you diligently seek him, he will reward you. If you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. And I'm thankful tonight that, you know, and you can read in this chapter of all the people who diligently sought the Lord or did something for the Lord, and that their faith was rewarded. And tonight, that's the first thing I want us to be thankful for is our faith. Thank God we have someone to put our faith in, which moves me on to my next point, is thankful we have a friend, someone who walks through this life with us. If you can turn with me to Psalms and chapter number 46. I'm going to be bouncing around a lot tonight, so if you don't get to each portion of Scripture, you can always go back and read. But Psalms chapter number 46 and verse number 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Thank God tonight that we have someone we can lean on when things get rough, and things will get rough. We have someone we can seek out and we can put our faith and trust in, a friend that walks through this life with us, that we can have a present help in trouble. Things are going to be rough, and he will help you get through it. He never promises that when you get saved, when you obtain that faith, when you obtain that victory, that it's going to be an easy life, that things are going to be a cakewalk from here on out, that things aren't going to be hard, because they will be hard, and we still live in this world, and we still have this flesh on us, and the devil is still out there. But thank God that we have a refuge and strength when we go through trouble. And also, I want to look in Proverbs chapter number 18. Proverbs chapter number 18 and verse number 24. It says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thank God we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother tonight. And you know, and the great thing about that verse, it says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. But the Lord's going to love you no matter what. Thank God tonight that we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Even when we fail, even when we are not living the way we should, even when we step out back in sin and we're not going to church and we're not doing the things we're supposed to do, he still loves you and he'll accept you back in. No matter where you've gone in this life, no matter what you've done, there's still someone that loves you like a brother, and he sticketh closer than a brother. Thank God for the friend that we have when we receive our salvation, when we receive that faith. We can be thankful for our faith, we can be thankful for our friend, but not only that, we can be thankful for our future. Real quick, would you turn with me to Lamentations chapter number 3. Lamentations chapter number 3. Lamentations chapter number 3 and verse number 21. It says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. And this kind of transfers from being thankful for our friend and also thankful to our future. But I want to mention that every morning in this life, say you have a rough past. Say you've done things you regret, and all of us I feel can say that. We've done things we regret, and we've done things we wish we didn't do. But thank God every morning his mercies are new. You can wake up tomorrow and have new mercies that are received from him. And if you confess your sins to him, he forgets them. They're gone. And you can have new mercies from him, and it's a new day and a new chance to live for God. That's something that I cling to in this life, because I know that I'm going to fail, and I know that I'm not going to be able to live the way I should all the time. But thank God that when we fail, when we mess up, if we get that right, there's new mercies every morning. But not only do we have new mercies every morning, but I'm sorry, I'm going to bounce us back to Hebrews chapter number 11. I should have told you to hold your spot there. That's my bad. Hebrews chapter number 11. In verse number 16, it says, but now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Thank God that we have a future in heaven. And if you're saved tonight, that's something that we should be thankful for. When we look at this world, when we look at the troubles that we're living in today, we need to realize that this isn't our home. And it's easy to get caught up in the things of the world and not realize that this that the trivial things of the world is not something that we should be putting our focus in, our thoughts in, that we should put our focus and thoughts in the things that are eternal and things that matter in heaven. You hear the phrase, too earthly-minded to do any heavenly good, and that's something that we need to think about and realize. Am I too earthly-minded? Am I too focused on the things in the world that I'm not going to be able to do any good to that is eternal, anything that matters in heaven? But also, I believe there's a ditch on both sides of that road. You can be too heavenly-minded to do any earthly good. Yes, you know, be thankful for our future and what we had in heaven, but you got to still serve while you're here on this earth. You got to still reach people so that way more people can go to heaven and more people can know the faith that we have and what we're thankful for in this life. And thank God, not only do we have a future in heaven, but a city that is prepared for us, but we get to see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. We get to see the one who gave us this faith, the one who walked through this life with us, and the one who promised us this future. And I thank God tonight that we have a future in heaven with the Lord. But not only do we get to see the Lord, but we get to see our lost loved ones and the people that we've lost and have gone on to heaven. And thank the Lord that we have a place that was promised to us that we could see Him again and see our family again. Tonight, I want to get on to one more thing, and that is we have so much to be thankful for. And people say, you know, if the Lord never blessed me again, I could still praise Him. And that's something easy. That's easy to say, but it's hard to live by. You know, I know us in this world, we're so blessed, you know, even in America and the country we live in and all the different blessings we have, that it's easy to get complacent. You know, one thing goes wrong or, you know, you have a sickness come on you or this or that, and it's easy to get complacent. And, you know, why does this happen to me and this and that? But thank God that, you know, He's blessed us with this right here. You know, we should be able to praise Him because of just these three things right here: our faith, and our friend in Jesus Christ, and our future that He promised us. And tonight, that being said, there's a vital part of worship and a vital part of being a Christian, and that's praising God openly and publicly. You know, and also privately. A lot of people forget that part of their prayer. A lot of times, you get into prayer and immediately you start listing off the things that you've, your problems and the things that you're worrying about. And yes, that's what prayer is for, to go to the Lord. But, you know, when you get down and pray, a good practice is to thank God for what He's done for you before you even get started. A lot of times I'll have something on my mind that's been worrying me, and I'll go to the Lord in prayer, and I try to thank God before I say anything that's been bothering me, and it already makes that problem that I have seem less than what it really is. Because I start thanking God for what He's done for me in my life. And we realize that, you know, none of us deserve anything. We don't deserve to have the blessings that He gives us. We don't deserve to have heaven one day. We don't deserve to have Jesus Christ. But He sent His Son to die for us. That's a love greater than we'll ever understand. And that's something that's worth praising God about. So make it up in your mind. Purpose it in your heart that you're going to praise the Lord and be thankful for these things. And if you're having a rough day, if you're feeling that you're having a hard time being thankful today, take that practice on and think about the things, the blessings that God has given you, because it's easy, like I said, to get complacent. And tonight, just praise God as much as you can. Praise God in your life and thank God in your life. And when, you know, always look on as the glass half full. You know, it's easy to look as the glass half empty, but always look on the glass half full and be thankful for what the Lord has done in your life and what He's going to do. I'm going to ask that we get a song, and just as we move into the invitation period of the service, I know it wasn't a long message. I know it wasn't something you probably haven't heard before. But tonight, think about the things that you have as far as blessings go in your life, as far as the things that you don't deserve, but God has blessed you with, and be thankful for those things. Maybe tonight you say, you know, I don't have that. I don't have any of those three things that you mentioned. I don't have faith in God. I don't have, you know, a friend to walk through this life with me. I don't see myself having a hope in the future. You can have it tonight if you just ask the Lord to save you. He is willing and ready to accept you if you would just ask. Maybe you're in here tonight and you realize and you say, you know, I have gotten complacent. I have, you know, stopped thinking about the things that the Lord has blessed me with. You know, I get complacent about what happens in this life, and I complain, and I and I worry about all my struggles too much, and I forgot that I have this faith, and I have this friend, and I have the future that I have. Maybe you need to come down tonight and just thank God for what he's done in your life. I know that a lot of times I don't thank him like I should. And tonight, if any of these things touches you, maybe you're not praising the Lord like you should. Maybe you are thankful the way that you're supposed to be, and you're happy in this life, but you haven't shown God. You haven't publicly shown the Lord and praised him the way you should. If that's you tonight, please pray and get that right and ask the Lord to help you to praise him. I know we can all fail when it comes to that. We don't praise him enough. And as they sing tonight, I would ask you to come and pray and search your heart for the areas where, you know, you might need corrected or you might need some direction. And I thank you for the opportunity tonight.
Page 183. Lord.